Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
We truly thank the Lord.
我们实在是感谢我们的神。
As we come to the afternoon session of the third day of the Winter Conference.
我们来到这个冬令会的第三个下午。
I trust that brothers and sisters all know, the topic of the afternoon session.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道下午的这个主题是什么。
As the Lord revealed to Moses that he's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神向摩西启示，他是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
And as our brother shared with us that he is not only a God that reveals.
他向弟兄向我们讲说，他不但是启示的那位神。
But he is also looking for our response.
他也在那里听我们的回应。
So, the following time we're going to sing a hymn.
我们下面要唱一首诗歌。
The name of the hymn is Have Thine Own Way, Lord.
诗歌的题目是随你调度。
And it is a hymn of response.
这个诗歌也是我们的反应，对神的反应。
I believe the hymn writer, as she wrote this hymn, she wrote it as a response to the Lord.
我相信这个诗歌的作者写这个诗歌的时候，他也是作为一个回应，给神的回应。
So as we sing this hymn together,
当我们一起来唱这个诗歌的时候，
May we sing it with a prayerful heart.
愿我们以一个祷告的心来向神来唱。
We will now listen to the music once, and we'll sing stanza 1, 2, 3, and 5.
我们先听一个诗歌的调子，然后我们唱1, 2, 3, 5节。
So thankful.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你。
Because today you are still revealing and calling.
今天你依然在那里启示，也在呼召我们。
You are still searching and trying us.
你在鉴察我们，你也在试炼我们。
Lord, you are the potter, we are the clay.
你是陶人，我们是泥土。
Lord, as we wait before you,
我们在你面前俯伏等候你。
May you give us a heart to yield to you.
给我们一个被你使用的心。
Give us a heart that being still before you.
让我们有一个心能够在你面前安静。
Lord, we want to commit the following time to you.
我们把下面的时间仰望交托给你。
We want to commit our brother and translator to you.
我们把我们的弟兄和翻译的弟兄都仰望给你。
We want to commit all of us that hears your words before you.
我们把所有这样听话的我们众弟兄姊妹也都仰望给你。
Dear Lord, do speak to us.
亲爱的主，向我们来讲话。
For thy servants hear.
你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name I pray.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we'll now pass the following time to our brother.
下面把时间交给我们的弟兄。
Brother Albert, thank you for that opening. That is just a wonderful hymn. I don't know how many of you know the background of that hymn. That hymn was very much on my heart, but Adelaide Ann Pollard was a sister in the Lord who wanted with all her heart to be a missionary.
弟兄，谢谢你刚才带我们唱的那首诗歌。这首诗歌一直在我的心里面。这位姊妹她一直想盼望来做一个为神来传福音的人。
And she sought to raise the money to go to the mission field in Africa.
她在那里她要来要一些钱来到那个非洲去传道。
And she never was able to raise that money, so she became despondent and discouraged.
但是她一直就没有能够来收集到足够的钱，所以她就变得有点失望，低沉。
So in that discouraged condition, she went one night to a prayer meeting.
在她失望的当中，她有一天晚上她去到一个祷告的聚会。
And an elderly woman prayed this simple and profound prayer.
一个年长的姊妹就在那里做了一个很简单但又很深刻的一个祷告。
It's all right, Lord. It doesn't matter what you do with us. Just have your own way in our lives.
她说主啊无论如何不管怎么样只要你在我们的里面你随你的调度就可以了。
That was the word of the Lord to dear Sister Pollard.
这是我们的主来说给我们 Pollard 姊妹的那句话。
It just raised her up in life.
就让她的生命能够得到了提升。
And the story goes, she went home and that night read the story of the potter in Jeremiah 18.
故事就是这样的，他回到家以后，他就读了在耶利米书十八章里面讲到那个匠人。
You know, that's where the Lord explained to Jeremiah that Israel was a work upon the wheel and was being made into what he was after.
那就是当耶和华向耶利米说，他们说到这个以色列，他们是在这个陶匠的这个转盘上面的一组手里的工作。
And I believe it goes way beyond the message to Israel.
我觉得这个信息是除了以色列人之外还有向我们的。
It's God's word to us.
这是神向着我们所说的话。
We are that work on the wheel, the potter's wheel.
我们是那个陶人他这个转盘上面的那个神手里的工作。
We are that clay in his hands.
我们是他手中的泥土。
And he is making us on that wheel into the vessel that he wants.
他在那个转盘上要把我们来磨成他要我们做的那个器皿。
And if you remember the story, the clay marred in his hands.
你记得那个故事当这个泥土在他的手里面就那里在做变化。
And the beauty of that wonderful story is it says,He didn't give up, but he made it again into a vessel as he chose.
哦，就是当那个器皿破了以后，他没有放弃，他又在那里做，然后把它做成了一个漂亮的一个器皿。
I think this is the message of Jacob.
我觉得这就是雅各的故事。
And that night, our sister Pollard wrote all the verses to this wonderful hymn before she retired to sleep.
我们的姊妹 Pollard 她就在那天晚上，她就写了所有的这首诗歌的几节，然后她就去睡觉了。And
think of the millions upon millions that it, through the years that has been their prayer.
你想想这历代以来几百万、成百上千万的人。
That is the response that the Lord is looking for.
这就是我们主来这里寻找的, 让我们的一个反应。
Have thine own way, Lord.
随你调度主。
You are the potter.
你是那陶人。
We are the clay.
我们是那泥土。
Mold us and make us.
求你, 塑我造我。
After your will.
按照你的旨意。
While we are waiting, yielded and still.
当我们在这里, 在你面前降服,
As we begin tonight, I'd like to read some of the same verses.
我们开始以前, Exodus
3 verse 6.
出埃及记3章6节.
This is when Moses, you remember, was at the mountain of God at Horeb and In that burning, after that burning bush, he said this to Moses.
这你记得，这是摩西在西乃山，当神在这个燃烧的荆棘里面向他说的话。
And he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神和雅各的神。
Look at verse 15.
我们再看15节。
And God said moreover to Moses, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
And then he said this remarkable thing.
哦，然后他就说了非常重要的一句话。
He said, This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.
耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
I shared a story about the impact these verses had upon me as a young Christian.
我和你们交通到这些 圣经对于我作为一个年轻的基督徒对我产生的影响。
And you remember what I shared?
你还记不记得我交通到的?
I went to our brother Kong and I mustered all the courage I could to speak to him about it.
我来到江弟兄面前，我鼓足了勇气，我想问他。
And I said, Brother Kong, why did God say I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob?
我问他江弟兄为什么神说他是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神和雅各的神。
And I was so disappointed. He said to me, what do you think it means?
当他回答我，就让我非常的失望。他说，你觉得这是什么意思？
And he said, you should go and learn what it means.
他说，你要去，你自己来学，这是什么意思？
I'll never forget those words of counsel and wisdom.
我实在不能忘记这话里面的智慧。
And I have spent these years trying to discover something of what it means. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
我多年以来，我一直试图来明白这里面讲的是什么意思。当他说到我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神和雅各的神。
And I will never forget one day when I discovered that verse in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11.
我实在不能忘记，当我看见在哥林多前书第十章那里的一节圣经。
Now all these things have been written as types and have been written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
这些话是作为我们的鉴戒，记在经上，原是要为你们末世作为鉴戒。
This was speaking of the children of Israel's experience in the wilderness.
这是讲到以色列的百姓他们在旷野他们的经历。
There's a few more verses I'd like to read.
还有几处的圣经我们再读一下。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们读到翻到罗马书第八章。
Our brother Ted read some of these verses this morning.
彭弟兄早晨读了几节圣经。
Verses 28 to
30. 28到30节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是照他按他旨意被招的人。
And there's this wonderful word, this word says because.
这里有一个特别的词讲到因为。
This is the reason, that's what that word because means.
这就是他的理由，在这里就是说到为什么。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
But whom he has predestinated, those he has also called. And whom he has called, those he has also justified. But whom he has justified, those also he has glorified.
预先所定下的又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Our brother this morning talked about how this path of righteousness leads us to glory.
我们弟兄早晨讲到这个过去的这个公义怎么把我们能够带到荣耀的里面。
God's great purpose for Jacob was to conform him to the image of his son.
神在雅各身上的极大的一个旨意就是要把雅各磨成神儿子的形象。
And God's great purpose for you and me is to conform us to the image of his son.
神在你我身上的伟大的旨意也就是要你我来效法他儿子的模样。
This is what we're predestinated for.
这就是我们被按照他的旨意来定下来的。
And he will never give up.
他绝对不会放弃我们。
Though that clay may mar in his hand.
也许这个泥土在他的手里面会破掉了。
He'll take it again and he'll make it into a vessel fit for the master's use.
他还要把它拿过来，把它来磨成在能合乎主用的那个器皿。
And he won't give up.
他绝对不会放弃。
And he'll bring that one he is determined to conform to the image of his son all the way to glory.
他要把他预定下来，来效法他儿子的，一直带到荣耀的当中。
All the way through the path of righteousness.
把一切都来通过这个公义之路。
All the way to glory.
一直到荣耀里。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等奇妙的。
How encouraging this is.
这是何等让我们鼓舞的。
So you know, I said when I looked at Abraham all these years, one thought came to me about Abraham.
当我们看亚伯拉罕这么多年，有我们想到一点。
He is, it came to me that phrase in Ephesians 1:17, the spirit of revelation.
就像在以弗所书一章十七节那里面讲到他是启示的灵。
What determines what Abraham was what he saw.
决定了亚伯拉罕一生的是他所看见的。
And what he saw was the Lord himself.
他看见的就是我们的主他自己。
You remember it said, both Ted and I have read it, in Acts 7 verse 2, Stephen's testimony.
彭弟兄和我都讲到斯蒂凡的见证，在使徒行传第七章。
And the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
That was his secret.
这是他的秘诀。
And Jesus said, Abraham saw my day.
耶稣说亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
And he was glad.
既看见了就喜悦。
And you remember we said about Abraham, do we see what Abraham saw?
你记不记得我们讲到亚伯拉罕，我们问这个问题，你有没有看见亚伯拉罕所看见的？
He had revelation after revelation after revelation.
他在你看见一个又一个的启示。
Genesis says, and God appeared to him.
在创世纪说到神向他显现。
Numerous times.
无数的次。
And finally, what he saw changed him forever.
终于他所看见的就永远的把他改变了。
Brothers and sisters, that's the importance of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是启示的重要性。
And then Abraham had a response to Revelation.
亚伯拉罕对着这个启示他做了一个回应。
The way you know how to have, you have Revelation is there's evidence.
如果你要知道你有没有启示，你必须要有证据。
And those evidence is where he built 4 altars to the Lord.
我们就看见他的证据就是他为耶和华建了4座坛。
Have you built an altar to the Lord?
他为耶和华建造了一座坛。
That's the only response God is looking for from you. He'll do the rest.
你有没有为神建这座坛？你做，这就是神要你的唯一的回应，他就做其他的。
As you put yourself on that altar, say to the Lord, have thine own way, Lord.
当你为主建这座坛的时候，你说主啊，求你调度。
And then last night we looked at, yesterday we looked at Isaac.
昨天晚上我们看了以撒。
When I thought what I've learned over these years about Isaac, that phrase in 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 and 4 came to me.
当我想到以撒，我就想起彼得前书一章那一到那个三节的圣经。
An incorruptible, an undefiled, an unfading inheritance.
他是那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业。
Isaac represents this vast inheritance we have in Christ Jesus.
以撒就代表了我们在基督耶稣里面这一个无边的这样的一个基业。
Not only do we have this vast inheritance,
我们不仅有这样一个广阔的基业，
but the Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
圣经里面也说到我们是神的后嗣，我们是与基督同为后嗣。
And then like Abraham, Isaac had a response.
像亚伯拉罕一样，以撒就有了一个回应。
You remember he dug and redug those wells.
你记得以撒在那里挖了又挖那些井。
He dug the wells that Abraham had dug.
他挖了亚伯拉罕挖过的井。
And he named them by the names that Abraham had named them.
他给他们起，亚伯拉罕给他们起的一样的名字。
There's a great message to us here.
在这里对我们有一个极大的一个信息。
This can't just be Abraham's experience.
这不能仅仅成为亚伯拉罕的经历。
This must also be Isaac's experience.
这也必须要成为以撒的经历。
And not only is this to be Isaac's experience,
不仅要成为以撒的经历。
This is to be your experience and my experience.
这也要成为你我的经历。
And then as I said, when I thought of Jacob, the one phrase that the Holy Spirit seemed to whisper to me was that wonderful phrase in Romans chapter 8.
当我想到雅各，我就听到圣灵向我轻轻说了这么一句美妙的圣经，就是在罗马书第八章那里。
Conform to his image.
磨成他的形象。
Think about it. The story of Jacob is so graphic.
你仔细想想，雅各他的故事是那样的生动。
Jacob has so many flaws.
雅各有很多很多的缺点。
We don't believe even some of the things Jacob did we could ever do.
我们甚至不能相信雅各做的那些事情我们能够做得出来。
And yet the story of Jacob is that God loved him. And God called him, and God chooses to conform him to the image of his son.
但是雅各身上的故事就是神爱他，并且神召他，并且要把他磨成神儿子的形象。
Isn't that an amazing story?
这是不是一个很奇妙的故事？
God never gave up on Jacob.
神从来没有放弃雅各。
With all of his flaws, God never gave up on Jacob.
就算他有那么多的缺点，神也没有把他放弃。
And the message to me all these years has been a very simple and profound message.
这些年来，这个故事对我来说是一个简单的但又深刻的一个信息。
Though I have many flaws,
纵然我有很多很多的缺点。
Though you have many flaws,
纵然你也有很多的缺点。
God will never give up on you.
但是神绝对不会放弃你。
He has predetermined.
他已经预定了。
He has predestined.
他已经为我们定了我们的命运。
To conform you to the image of his son.
让我们效法他儿子的模样。
He will not stop.
他不会停下来。
He will not give up.
他不会放弃。
No matter how hard you make it for him.
不管你让他多么难办。
If you fail in his hands, he'll make it again and again until it's a vessel meet for the master's use.
就算你在他手里失败，他也可以再一次的把你磨成合乎主用的那个器皿。
So tonight we're going to, this afternoon, pardon me, it's night here in Richmond. This afternoon we're going to look at Jacob.
我们虽然在 Richmond 已经是晚上，但是在这里的下午我们来看雅各的故事。
With his one thought in view.
我们只带着这样的一个思想。
As I said, that Genesis record is so graphic.
我们看在创世纪里面的记录是何等的生动。
Of all of Jacob's great flaws,
我们看见雅各极大的那些缺陷的当中。
And yet he is chosen, loved by God.
但是他却是被神拣选所爱的。
Think of those amazing verses in Romans 9, 11 to 13.
你想一想在罗马书那里面那些奇妙的九章十一到十三节那个奇妙的那些圣经。
This is about Esau and Jacob, by the way.
这是讲到雅各和以扫。
And this is before they were ever born.
在双子产下来以前。
For the children being not yet born, neither having done anything good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, meaning Rebekah,The older shall serve the younger.
罗马书九章十一节，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的。
And then it says this wonderful phrase.
然后他说了这个很奇妙的一节话。
As it is written,Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
So tonight, pardon me, this afternoon, we'll be looking at just three things.
所以今天下午我们来看三件事情。
We'll look at Jacob's twistings.
我们先看这个雅各的诡诈。
Because you can't understand the mercy of God towards us and the love of God for us and the purpose of God for us unless you see his twisting.
除非你看见雅各他的诡诈，你就不能理解神向着我们的慈爱和我们向着我们的怜悯和他在我们身上的旨意。
And then we'll look at Jacob's dealings.
然后我们看雅各是怎样的受对付。
He loved him so much he wouldn't leave him as he was.
他就算是那样他也不愿意来离开他，因为他如此的爱他。
And then finally we'll look at Jacob's end.
然后最后我们就看雅各的结局。
What a wonderful story this is for us as the children of God.
对于我们神的儿女来说，这是何等奇妙的一个故事。
First of all, we'll begin with the twistings and just look at a few.
先开始我们看雅各他诡诈的几个方面。
Look at Genesis 25, we'll read 21 to 26.
我们先看创世纪25章21到26节。
I think you know this story quite well.
我相信你特别熟悉这些故事。
Speaking of Rebekah, and when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.And the first came out red. Let me stop there. Let our brother read.
这里讲到利百加说生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
Pardon me, I wanted to begin at 21. Let's go back to 21, dear brother. I'm sorry to do that.
弟兄要从21节开始。
And Isaac entreated Jehovah for his wife because she was barren. And Jehovah was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
21节，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华。耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
And the children struggled together within her, and she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Jehovah.
孩子们在她腹中彼此相争，她就说，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？她就去求问耶和华。
And Jehovah said to her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels, and one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.
耶和华对他说，两国在你腹中，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小。
And when the days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。
And after there came out his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 60 years old when they were born.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒正年六十岁。
So we learn everything we need to know about Jacob at his birth.
我们从雅各一出生，我们就看到了他的将来。
Even in the womb with his brother, we learn everything we know about this man, this fleshly man.
就算他在腹中和他哥哥在一起的时候，我们就看见这一个属肉体的人。
His true nature is exposed.
他的真实的天然就被暴露出来了。
Esau, the firstborn, had come out of the womb.
以扫已经从这个腹中已经生了出来。
And yet Jacob had a hold of his heel trying to pull him back into the womb.
但是雅各在那里抓住他的脚跟，想把他拉回到那个腹中。
He knew this firstborn would get the birthright and the blessing, and he did everything he could with all of his strength to pull him back into the womb.
他知道做长子的就能拿到所有的祝福，所以他就用尽了力气要把他的哥哥给拉回来。
That's the reason his name Jacob means heel holder and supplanter.
这就是他的名字的意思，雅各就是说他抓住脚跟的人，就是那个要篡夺的那个人。
He would do anything to get the birthright.
他会做任何的事情，为要得着他长子的名分。
He was a selfish man, even at his birth.
他在他出生的时候，他就是一个自私的人了。
He was a self-centered man.
他也是完全以自我为中心的一个人。
He was dominated by his soul life.
他是被他的魂生命来统治。
If you can just imagine such a graphic thing.
如果你可以想象这样一个生动的一个图画。
He wanted his birthright so much he wouldn't let go of his brother's heel.
他那么想做长子，他不能放松他哥哥的脚跟。
The next scene we see is the scene of the stolen birthright.
我下面一幕我们就看见他偷了那个长子的名分。
Look at Verses 27 and 28.
我们看27、28节。
And the boys grew, and Esau became a man skilled in hunting, a man of the field, and Jacob was a homely man dwelling in tents.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
And here's the problem.
现在就有了一个问题。
And Isaac loved Esau because venison was to his taste, and Rebekah loved Jacob.
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。
And verse 29, and Jacob had cooked the dish, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint.
有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。
And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the red thing there, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom.
以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东。
And Jacob, who plotted all the years of their growing up together, said this in verse 31.
雅各在他长大的一直长大的过程中，他就计划了这一点。他在31节里面就这样说。
He said, sell me now your birthright.
他说，你今日把长子名分卖给我吧。
And listen to what Esau said.
你听以扫是怎么说
？Esau said, "Behold, I am going to die. What use can the birthright be to me?"
以扫说，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢
？And Jacob, determined to get this, said, "Swear unto me now."
雅各在那里一定要得到这个，他说，你今日对我起誓吧。
And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob.
以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给了雅各。
This is the story of the stolen birthright.
这是在那里偷窃了、偷走了这个长子名分的故事。
It ends with this stark verse.
在这里有一个很严肃、很明显的一节圣经。
Thus Esau despised the birthright.
这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Jacob loved the birthright.And he would do anything he could to get it. He would go to any measure and any means.
雅各是那样的爱这个长子的名分，他不惜代价的，他要把它来得到。
You know, he knew his brother loved the field and he loved the hunt.
他知道他的哥哥喜欢这个田野，喜欢去打猎。
He must have checked him out all those years while they were growing up and knew he would stay in the field all day long.
他就在你暗中观察他的哥哥，他知道他总是在田野里面。
And he took advantage of it.
他就利用了这一点。
And he stole the birthright.
他就从他那里把长子的名分给偷走了。
What a twister!
他是多么诡诈的一个人。
What a supplanter!
他是在那里用尽一切来篡夺的一个人。
Then there's another story of his twistings.
我们看见他诡诈的另外一个方面。
That's the stolen blessing.
就是他偷走的这个祝福。
Look at chapter 27.
我们再看27章。
You remember the story, I'll tell you a little bit of it.
你记得这个故事，我只是跟你们讲一点。
Jacob, Isaac was about to die.
以撒快要死了。
And he made one request to Esau, the one he loved.
他向他爱的以扫，他做了一个请求。
He said, go to the field and get me some of that venison that I love and bring it to me that I may bless you.
他说，你去田野为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味，拿来给我吃，使我在死之前为你祝福。
I think you know the story quite well.
我相信你特别的明白这个故事。
And look at verses 6 and 7.
我们看第六和第七节。
And Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and prepare me a savory dish, that I may eat and bless thee before Jehovah, before my death.
利百加就对他儿子雅各说，我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃。我好在未死之先，在耶和华面前为你祝福。
To me, what is so strange about this story is Rebecca was right in the middle of it.
对我来说很奇怪的就是利百加他也插手在当中。
You remember Rebecca is that young girl that was by the fountain when Isaac's servant went. That young, meek, beautiful girl. You remember her.
你还记不记得利百加？他就是在井边的，当亚伯拉罕的仆人去为以撒来找媳妇的时候，看见的那个美丽的那个女妇人。
I wonder what happened to Rebecca.
我记得我不知道利百加身上发生了什么。
But here in this scene, she is plotting with the son she loved the most.
但是在这里，在这一幕，你看见她和她儿子他们来摆下这个计划计谋。
We have a saying. I don't know if you brothers and sisters use this saying.
我们有这样一个说法，不知道你们知不知道这个说法。
We say like father, like son.
我们说父亲如何，儿子也如何。
But in this case, it's like mother, like son.
但是在这里面，我们看见就是母亲怎么样，儿子也怎么样。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the twistings were so tremendous in this story.
弟兄姊妹，我要告诉你，这里面的诡诈是这么的巨大。
The ruse seems so brilliant.
这个诡计是这样的，好像非常的聪明。
So devious.
是那么样的阴险。
All for a single purpose.
只是为了一个目的。
As it says in verse 10.
在十章十节这里说。
In order that I may bless thee before his death.
就是使他在未死之前能给你祝福。
Think of this ruse just for a moment.
你仔细先想一想这个诡计。
There was the substitute meal.
你看见他在那预备了一个伪装的一餐美味。
There was the borrowed clothes of Esau.
他们也借来了以扫的衣服。
And there were the goat skins that were applied to the less than hairy hands of Jacob and the smooth of his neck.
他们也把山羊的皮来放在雅各他的光滑的手和他的脖子上面。
What a great ruse it was.
这是何等大的一个诡计。
But you know it almost failed.
你知道它差一点就被戳穿了。
This great plan almost failed.
这个大的这个计划几乎被戳穿。
And you know, even the blind dying Isaac was suspicious.
你知道就是以撒就算他已经瞎了快死了他也在里起了疑心。
Look at verse 18 and 19 of 27.
你看27章18 19节。
This is speaking of Jacob.
讲到雅各。
And he came to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. And then Isaac said, Who art thou, my son?
雅各到他父亲那里说我父亲他说我在这里我儿你是谁
And Jacob said to his father,I am Esau, thy firstborn.
雅各对他父亲说，我是你的长子以扫。
Think of it, that was the first lie.
你想一想，这是他的第一个谎言。
Can you imagine this blind and dying man, his father Isaac, he lied to his father?
你看这里有一个快要瞎了又快死了的以撒。你能想象雅各会向他撒谎吗
？What a character Jacob was！
雅各是何等的一个人物
！That wasn't the only lie he told Isaac。
这不是他向以撒说的唯一的一句谎言。
Verse 20。
二十节。
And Isaac said to his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because Jehovah." Thy God put it in my way.
以撒对他儿子说：“我儿，你如何找得这么快呢？”他说：“因为耶和华你的神使我遇见好机会得着的。”
Now, not only did he lie to his father, his blind and dying father, but he lied about God.
他不仅向他又瞎又要死的父亲来撒谎，而且他是指着神来撒谎。
I want to erase in your mind that there was anything good about Jacob before this message is over.
我想在你的头脑里把这个雅各有一点点的好处都给他抹掉了。
And look at verses 24 and 25.
你再看24、25节。
Even the blind dying Isaac was suspicious.
就算那个瞎的快死的那个眼他也是起了疑心。
And he said, Art thou really my son, Esau?
他说你真是我儿子以扫吗
And he said, it is I.
他说我是。
The third time he lied.
他第三次向他父亲撒谎。
And then we read the story that Isaac gave him one of the greatest blessings ever given in the Bible.
然后我们就看见以撒给了他在圣经里面最大的一个祝福。
This wasn't the end of the story.
这不是故事的结局。
The other shoe was about to drop.
另外的那双鞋马上就要掉下来了。
Here Jacob had already stolen the birthright.
雅各已经窃取了他长子的名分。
And now he had stolen the blessing.
现在他也把祝福给窃取了。
And you remember the story when Esau came from the field?
你记不记得以扫从田野里回来?
And he told his dying father, he said, this is Esau. This is the venison I have brought for you so that you might bless me.
他跟父亲说,他说,我是以扫,我带来了你要吃的野味,求你给我祝福。
And it says in verse 33 that Isaac trembled with exceeding great trembling and said, who was he then that hunted venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before him, before thou camest, and have blessed him, and also blessed he shall be.
以撒就大大的战惊说,你未来之先是谁拿了野味,拿来给我吃? 我已经吃了,为他祝福,他将来也必蒙福。
What agony Esau was in.
以扫是多么的痛苦。
He said, my father, in verse 35.
他在35节说,父啊。
And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing.
以撒说,你兄弟已经用诡计来将你的福分夺去了。
Esau said, and he said, is it not therefore he was named Jacob? For he has supplanted me now twice. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?
以扫说,他名雅各岂不是正对吗?因为他欺骗了我两次,他从前夺了我长子的名分,你看他现在又夺了我的福分。以扫说,你没有留下为我可祝福的吗?
How terrible is this scene for Esau?
对以扫来说,这一幕是多么的可怕。
How this thrice liar had deceived the dying old man.
这个为了杀了三次谎的人,他怎么样欺骗这个年长的快要死去的人?
Lied about God and stolen the blessing.
他指着神来撒谎,而且他也偷走了他的祝福。
You remember what Esau said in his reaction.
你记得以扫他的反应是什么?
Verse 41.
41节。
And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing of which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, and I will slay my brother Jacob.
以扫因他父亲给雅各的祝的福,就怨恨雅各,心里说,为我父亲居上的日子近了,到那时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。I
don't know what you think about when you read these stories of the twistings of Jacob.
我不知道当你读到这个雅各的诡诈的故事,你心里面是怎么想的?
We have a phrase we use down in the South.
我们在这个南方,我们有一个特别的描述的词。
And that phrase is, he is bad to the bone.
那句,那个意思就是说他烂到骨里面的,骨头里面都烂了。Think
about it, he stole the birthright.
你想一想,他把这个长子的名分给窃取了。Think
about it, he lied to his dying blind father three times and even lied about God.
你想想他在那里向着他那个瞎了,要死了的父亲撒谎三次,甚至指着神来撒谎。
You know, that wasn't his only deceptions.
你知道这也不是他唯一的一个欺骗。
There's a story of the ladder to heaven. You remember it.
你也记得那个通天的那个梯子的故事。
It's in chapter 28.
是在第二十八节。
Let's turn to 28. We'll just look at a few verses.
我们翻到二十八节，我们只看二十八章，我们只看几节的圣经。
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
第十节，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。
And he lighted on a certain place and lodged there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and made it a pillow and lay down in it, in that place.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up to heaven.And the top of it reached to the heavens, and behold, angels of God ascended and descended upon it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And listen to what God said to him.
你听神向他说的话。
Verse 13.
十三节。
And Jehovah stood above it.And he said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land on which thou liest. To thee I will give it, and to thy seed.
耶和华站在梯上说，我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
What a vision this was.
这是何等的意象。
The ladder to heaven.
这是一个通向天上的一个梯子。
God was above it, and angels were descending up and down.
神在这梯站在梯子上面，有天使上去下来。
There he saw the house of God and the gate of heaven.
他在那里看见神的殿和通天的门。
And there the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac revealed himself to him for the first time.
在那里，亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神第一次向他显现。
Brothers and sisters, there's a great secret revealed in this.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里面有一个极大的奥秘向我们启示。
The secret is in ourselves, we have no capacity to get to heaven.
这个秘密就是在我按照我们自己的能力，我们没有办法能够到天上去。
We have no capacity to be changed from our natural condition.
我们没有能力改变我们自己天然的本性。
It's only when God does something.
只有当神来做。
It takes divine intervention.
需要有一个神他的干预。
Only when the Lord Jesus Christ descended from heaven.
只有当我们的主耶稣基督从天上降下。
Only when he came down that ladder.
只有当他从那个梯子上下来。
Only when he saved us from our sins when he died upon the cross.
只有当他在十字架上死了，把我们从罪里面救拔出来。
Only when, as we heard this morning, he puts his righteousness in us.
只有当我们像今天早晨听见的，当他把他的义放在我们里面的时候。
Only when he shows us his glory.
只有当他的荣耀向我们显现的时候。
That is the only way we can ever be changed.
这是我们唯一可以被改变的方式。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等奇妙的。
And listen to what this twister did after that.
我们再看这个诡诈的人他做了什么事。
After this great vision, you would think he would be so humble.
当他看见这样的异象的时候，你会觉得他一定会变得很谦卑了吗？
You would think he would be so broken, so contrite.
你觉得他一定在那里被破碎，他在那里懊悔。
But look at verse 20 to 22.
但是你看20到22节。
And Jacob vowed a vow saying, If God will be with me, and keep me on the road that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and garment to put on,
雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。
And I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Jehovah be my God.
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
And this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou will give me, I will without fail give thee a tenth of it.
我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿。 凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
Not only had this man stole the birthright,
不仅仅他偷了长子的名分,
not only had this twister stole the blessing,
不仅仅这个诡诈的人他偷了那个祝福,
not only had he lied three times to his dying and blind father,
他不仅仅向他又瞎又要死了的父亲撒谎了三次,
but he bargained with God.
他还与神来讨价还价。
Can you imagine such a man?
你能不能想象这样的一个人?
You would think God would wash his hands of this man.
你觉得神可能就把他放弃了。
You would think he would say this man is irredeemable.
你又会觉得神会认为他是不可拯救的,无可救药的。
He said to God, if you will do this, then you will be my God.
他跟神讨价还价说,如果你做这个,你就能成为我的神。
It's the old if-then statement.
是这个老的这个如果这样,就这样的这个句子。
How can the word of God say, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated?
神的话怎么能够来说,雅各是我所爱的,以扫是我所恶的呢?
This is a great mystery of the Bible.
这是圣经里面一个极大的奥秘。Someone
asked Charles Haddon Spurgeon to explain it one time.
有人来请司布真弟兄来解释这个奥秘。And
the great teacher only had one explanation.
这个教师他只有一个答案。He
said it is a divine fact.
他说这是一个神圣的一个事实。Isn't
that wonderful?
这是不是很奇妙?
God loves us because he loves us.
神他爱我们就是因为他爱我们。
Think about it, he loves the most unlovely and he chooses the least worthy.
你想一想,他在你爱那最不可爱的,他选择那个最不配的。This
is the story of Jacob.
这就是雅各的故事。Now
let's look at Jacob's deal.
然后我们看神怎么对付他。
This is wonderful to me.
对我来说非常的奇妙。
If I were God, and I know you're thankful I'm not.
如果我是神,我知道你很感激我不是。
I would have been done with Jacob a long time ago.
我很久以前我就不想理雅各了。
But God loved him and chose him and determined not to leave him in his natural condition.
但是神爱雅各,也选择了雅各,神决定不把他放在他原来的这个光景的里面。But
to transform him and to conform him into the very image of his son.
而是要改变他,把他磨成神儿子的形象。I
think this is a great working process.
我觉得这是一个实在的一个在工作当中的一个过程。To
make this happen, there are many dealings.
他用了很多的对付,然后让他发生。How
the Lord does many dealings in your life, in my life, to transform us and to conform us to the image of God's Son.
我们的神怎么在你我的生命里面用很多的对付来改变我们,把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He deals with our natural loves.
他来对付我们天然的我们喜爱。
He deals with our natural strengths.
他也来对付我们天然的能力。
He deals with our natural character.
他也来对付我们天然的品格。
Without these dealings, we will never be conformed to the image of his son.
没有这些对付的话, 我们就永远也不会被磨成神儿子的形象。
I remember as a young believer, I so loved Oswald Chambers' devotion, my utmost for his highest.
当我年轻的时候,我特别喜爱这个钱伯斯弟兄他的陈导。He
said something I'll never forget.
他说了一件事情我永远也不会忘记。He
said our circumstances are engineered by God.
他说我们的环境都是神来做成的。
As an engineer, I so appreciate this thought.
作为一个工程师，我实在能够来体恤这里面的思想。
In all these years of engineering, there's one thing I know about engineering.
我做了工程师这么多年，我知道在工程方面有一件事。
Engineering is very precise.
工程是非常的精确。
And engineering is very calculated.
工程你必须要在那里深思熟虑。
And all of God's dealings are very precise.
我们神他的对付都非常的精确。
And very calculated.
而且也经过了深思熟虑。
So you know, Rebecca, his mother, Jacob's mother, had a wonderful plan.
你记得他雅各的母亲利百加，他有一个很好的一个计划。
She knew Esau was going to slay his brother.
他知道以扫要杀他的弟弟。
That was his determined revenge.
因为他已经定下主意要来报复他。
So she said to her son, go to Haran and get with my brother Laban, your uncle Laban.
他说你去到哈兰去见你的舅舅拉班。
To me, you think she did this to protect her son.
你好像觉得他这样做是为了保护他的儿子。
But brothers and sisters, there's a much more wonderful divine explanation.
但是弟兄姊妹们在这里有一个更加奇妙的一个神圣的一个解释。
God did it to change Jacob.
神用这件事情来改变雅各。
You know, in Uncle Laban, Jacob met his match.
你知道在拉班的面前雅各实在是棋逢对手。
If there was ever a liar,Uncle Laban was a liar.
如果有一个能撒谎的人，舅舅拉班就是那一位。
If there was ever a deceiver, Uncle Laban was a deceiver.
如果有一个能骗人的，拉班舅舅他就是那一位。
If there was ever a twister and a supplanter, Uncle Laban was that man.
如果只有一个诡诈的那个骗子，这个舅舅拉班就是那一位。
If there was ever a bargainer, it was Uncle Laban.
如果有一个会讨价还价的人，就是舅舅拉班。
What a wonderful story this is in the Bible.
这是圣经里面何等奇妙的一个故事。
Rebecca thought she was in control.
利百加认为他自己来控制了局面。
But in our life, just as in Jacob's life, God is in control.
但是在我们的生活生命里面，就像在雅各的生命里面，只有神在那里做主。
And he knows exactly what you need to be to conform to the image of his son.
他知道你正正所要的，以至于你能够效法他儿子的模样。
Now, do you still think I'm talking about Jacob?
你还认为我是在讲雅各吗？
I'm not just talking about Jacob.
我当然不是只是讲到雅各。
Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about me.
弟兄姊妹们，我是讲到我。
I'm talking about you.
我也是讲到你。
You are Jacob.
你就是雅各。
I am Jacob.
我也是雅各。
And with all of our flaws, God is changing us into the image of His Son.
就算我们有这样的缺点，神还是把我们要磨成他神儿子的形象。
What a wonderful story it is.
这是何等奇妙的一个故事。
What wonderful plans He has for us.
他向着我们是有何等的一个奇妙的一个计划。
You remember, Uncle Laban said, what would you have from me is what he asked.
你记得他的舅舅拉班问他你有什么给我。
You remember the Lord wanted to deal with Jacob's natural loves.
你知道神要对付雅各他天然的喜爱。
He saw Rachel.
所以他就看见了拉结。
And he was smitten through with love.
他就被爱来击倒了。
Whenever I'm doing marriage counseling, I tell young people, you know, love will mess you up.
当我跟年轻人来就给他们提供一些婚姻的建议的时候，我就说爱情会让你们瞎眼。
All he could see was Rachel. She was everything.
当他看见的只是拉结，就是他是他的一切。
He said, I'll work for you for 7 years if you give me your youngest daughter, Rachel, to be my wife.
他跟舅舅说，如果你把拉结嫁给我，我就为你工作七年，做工七年。
In Genesis 29 is a verse that just explains everything. It says, because he loved her.
在29章里面有一节圣经就解释了这所有的一切，因为他爱拉结。
You know, Uncle Laban deceived him.
你知道他的舅舅就骗了他。
It said those, 7 years were like but a few days.
这里说到七年就像几天一样。
With anticipation, he couldn't wait to his wedding night.
他在那里带着那样极大的期望，他不能等不及这个婚礼的晚上。
And I think you know the story, the substitute wife, Leah was stuck in the wedding night.
我知道你们知道这个故事，莉亚就被偷偷的偷换了。
And that morning when Jacob woke up thinking in his bed with him was the love of his life, Rachel, he looked and it was Leah.
当雅各第二天醒来，他一直认为和他在同床的是他一生所爱的拉结，但是当他醒看见的却是莉亚。
Can you imagine the outrage?
你能不能想象他当时的怒气？
He said, how can you do this to me?
他说你怎么能向我做这件事情？
He must have thought we are family.
他在那里想，他说我们是家人呢。
I believe at that moment the Holy Spirit must have spoken to him.
我记得在那一刻圣灵必须一定向他说了话。
He must have said, do you remember the birthright?
圣灵说你记不记得这个长子的名分？
Do you remember the blessing?
你记不记得那个祝福？
You remember when you lied your blind old dying father?
你记不记得你向你那个年老的瞎的要死了的父亲来说撒谎？
God knows exactly what he's doing in his dealings with us.
神在对，他知道怎么样的来对付我们。
And all of his dealings with us aren't to harm us.
他所有的对我们的对付不是来让我们受损害。
They're to conform us to the image of his son.
而是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
You remember the bargainer, Laban, out-bargained the bargainer, Jacob.
你记得这个会讨价还价的这个拉班，他把那个会讨价还价的雅各给讨价还价掉了。
Jacob thought he was a great bargainer.
雅各一直认为他自己很会讨价还价。
He even bargained with God.
他甚至和神来讨价还价。
And so, Uncle Laban had a plan.
所以他的舅舅拉班就有了一个计划。
His explanation of the great switch that happened that night was, we don't do it this way in our country.
他就在那个偷换的那个事上他解释，他说在我们这里我们是不能这样做的。
And he said, if you serve me 7 more years, I will give you Rachel.
他说你如果再为我做工七年，我就把拉结嫁给你。
The way God deals with us, he touches our natural loves.
神来对付我们天然的喜爱。
And he touches our natural character.
他也来对付我们天然的我们性格。
The deceiver had been deceived by the deceiver.
那个会骗人的被那个更会骗人的来骗了。
Brothers and sisters, this is how God changes us.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神他如何的来改变我们。
He deals with us.
他对付我们。
But there's something else wonderful in the story of Jacob.
但是在雅各的故事里面还有一个更奇妙的事。
In these great dealings, he made great discoveries.
在这些极大的对付的里面，他有了极大的发现。
In Genesis 31 verse 3 it says this.
在创世纪31章第三节这里说。
And Jehovah said to Jacob, return into the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred and I will be with thee.
耶和华对雅各说，你要回你祖你父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。
How wonderful this story is.
这个故事何等的奇妙。
This is the greatest promise in the Bible.
这是圣经里面最大的一个应许。
You remember that promise that was made to Moses?
你记得神向摩西做的这个应许。
You remember that promise that was made to Joshua?
你记得神向约书亚做的那个应许。
You remember that promise that is in Hebrews chapter 11?
你也记得在希伯来书十一章里面的一个大的应许。
He says, I will never leave you or forsake you.
他说我不会放弃你，我也不会离弃你。
How marvelous that is.
这是何等神奇的一件事情。
What a great discovery that is in our trial.
在我们受试炼的当中，我们发现这是何等的一个发现。
I'll never forget one of the periods in my life, in Linda's life,was when she nearly died several times in the hospital.
我绝对忘记不了在我和我妻子的这个一生的当中有一段时间我的妻子有几次都差点死了。
I'll never forget that day, that morning she thought she had a massive heart attack and they came out to tell me.
我记得那天早晨她觉得她有一个很大的一个心脏病的发作她告诉我们。
The room was full of cardiologists.
这个病房里面就是站满了这个心脏科的医生。
Full of doctors.
站满了医生。
And her doctor came out to me.
他医生出来跟我说。
He said, Mr. Pittman.
他说Pittman 先生。
Linda is not responding.
他说 Linda 他没有反应。
I can't tell you what happened.
但是我不能跟你说到底出了什么事。
But great peace came upon me.
但是有一个极大的平安来落在我的心上。
In those great dealings, I discovered his presence like I'd never known it before.
在那些极大的对付的当中，我就经历了我从来没有经历过的他的恩赐。
And the doctors were in there with her trying to get her back.
那些医生在试图来救他。
And they said, Linda, if you can hear us, say something.
他们说 ,Linda, 如果你能听见的话你就说什么。
And I'll never forget what she said.
我绝对忘记不了她说了什么。
She said, maybe I will, and maybe I won't.
她说也许我会说也许我不会说。
It's a family joke now.
现在成为一个很大的一个笑话。
If Linda doesn't want to talk to you, we say, well, maybe she will and maybe she won't.
如果她不想跟你讲话的话我们就说也许她会跟你讲话也许她不会跟你讲。
And I'll never forget, she was furious. They had cut off one of her favorite t-shirts our daughter had given her.
我们在那里很生气因为她把 我女儿给她的一件 T 恤衫给裁开了。
I can't believe it. She was so angry they cut off the t-shirt.
我实在不能相信我是那么生气因为他们把那个 T 恤给裁掉了。
Linda, they saved your life.
他说我说 Linda, 他们救了你的命。
But in those great dealings, I made great discoveries.
但是在那极大的对付的当中我有了极大的发现。
I will be with you, saith the Lord, was the word to Jacob.
神说我必与你同在他向雅各说。
And then when Jacob was talking to Leah and Rachel, this is his testimony.
当雅各和拉结和利亚讲的话的时候，这就是他的见证。
It's in verses 4 and 5.
在第四、第五节。
He said, But the God of my father has been with me.
他说，但我父亲的神向来与我同在。
You know, I think sometimes when we think of all the dealings we go through as children of God, we think, oh, it's so hard. It's so difficult.
有时候当我们想象神在我们这些神儿女身上的对付，我们说，哦，实在是太难过了，太难熬了。
But I think the great story of Jacob is through all those dealings, when he's making us, forming us, conforming us,to the image of his son, he's always with us.
但是我们看见在他在雅各身上的对付， 在来改变雅各把他磨成神儿子的形象的过程中他一直与我们同在。
And in Jacob had another testimony of a great discovery in all of his dealings.
雅各在他所有受的对付的当中有另外的一个的发现他来做一个见证。
He was talking about Uncle Laban where he had met his match.
他在那里说到当他遇见他的对手他的舅舅拉班的时候。
Let me read chapter 31 verse 6 and 7.
我们来读创世纪31章第6第7节。
And you know that with all my power I had served your father.
你们也知道我尽了我的力量服侍你们的父亲。
And your father has mocked me and has changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me.
你们的父亲欺哄我十次改了我的工价然而神不容他害我。
What a great discovery. In the midst of all the dealings when God was changing this man.
在他受到所有的对付的当中当神要改变的时候他得到了何等大的一个发现。
And then there's another story where God deals with his natural strength.
还有一个故事讲到神来对付他天然的能力。
You know, sometimes we think we're too weak.
有时候我们觉得我们太软弱。
But actually the problem is we're too strong naturally.
但是我们实际的问题是我们自己太强了。
And if God is going to conform us to the image of his son, he must deal with our natural strength.
如果神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象他必须要对付我们天然的能力。
You remember, Esau was coming with 400 men.
你记得以扫带了400人来迎他。
And Jacob's strength, natural strength, melted away.
雅各他所有天然的能力他就融化了。
You remember he arranged the wives with all the people and sent them out in the front and he was behind and he sent gifts to bribe Esau so he wouldn't slay him.
你记得他在那里如何的把他的妻子们儿女们分成两队然后他们在他走在他们的后头然后也把送一些礼物给以扫来贿赂以扫让以扫不会来杀他。
And finally when Esau and Jacob met, you know what happened?
后来当以扫和雅各遇见的时候你知道发生了什么事。
It says in verse 4 of chapter 35.
在35章第4节是这样说的。
And Esau ran to meet him and fell on his neck and kissed him and they wept.
就说到以扫看见他然后就跑向他然后抱着他的脖子他们就一起在那哭。
Can you imagine what grace that means?
你能想象这是何等大的恩典吗?
Here, Jacob lived in mortal fear that his brother would come and finally slay him.
雅各在那里吓得要死,他的哥哥终于要来杀他了。
Not only do we make great discoveries in all of his dealings with us, but we discover great grace.
当我们在极大的对付当中我们不仅有巨大的发现而且我们发现有极大的恩典。
And then we come to the story, the main story, I think, in Jacob's life.
然后我们就看见在雅各一生里面最重要的那么一个故事。
That is the story of Peniel.
就是在比诺以利的那个故事。
You remember he met God face to face.
你看见他与神面对面的来相遇。
And he wrestled with God all night.
他和神整夜的在你摔跤。
And because God wanted to deal with his natural strength, he reached down and touched his thigh and he dislocated his thigh.
神要对付他的天然的能力所以神就摸了他的大腿窝然后他就大腿窝就瘸了。
And Jacob wouldn't let him go.
雅各抓住他不放。
He said, I won't let you go till you bless me.
他说除非你祝福我我不会让你走。
And there, when his natural strength was finally dealt with, it says this wonderful thing that Jacob's name was changed from Jacob, Twister, supplanter to Israel, Prince of God, wrestler.
然后我们就看见他的名字被从这个狡诈的人，这个骗子变成了以色列，是神的王子和与神摔跤的人。
Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18.
我们看在哥林多后书三章十八节，那里是这样说的。
But we all looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见神主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
This is what happened to Jacob.
这就是发生在雅各身上的事。
This is what happens to us.
这也是要发生在我们身上的事。
God is changing us from glory to glory, just what our brother Ted is talking about.
神要把我们从一步带到一步的荣上加荣，就像我们彭弟兄来交通道的。
It's his work.
这是他手里的工作。
It is by the Spirit.
是圣灵来做的。
And he is determined that this work will never fail.
他定义了这样的一个工作绝对不会失败。
So Jacob's life is God dealt with his natural loves, his natural character, and his natural strength.
所以雅各的故事就是神来对付他天然的喜爱，他天然的性格和他天然的能力。
And finally, we come to Jacob's end.
然后我们就来看雅各他的结局。
You remember we talked about Abraham and we said the thing that was prominent in his life was altars.
当你还记得，当我们讲到亚伯拉罕，我们说在他一生里面最突出的一个物件就是他为神建的这个祭坛。
You remember when we talked about Isaac, we said the thing that was prominent in his life was wells.
当我们讲到以撒，我们说他一生里面最突出的这一个事物就是他挖的那个井，那些井。
There was four altars in Abraham's life.
在亚伯拉罕的一生，他修了四座坛。
He built four altars.
他建了四座坛。
There were four wells.In Isaac's life.
在以撒的一生里面有四口井。
And when we come to Jacob, there are four pillars.
当我们来看雅各，他建了四个的柱子。
I told you before that book of Brother Kong in 1982 Ministries, Men After God's Own Heart helped me so much.
我曾经提过江弟兄在1982年他的侍奉的这个记录，这是和神心意的人这本书对我的帮助很大。
He said Jacob erected altogether four pillars in his life.
他说雅各的一生他为神立了四个的柱子。
Of course, a person does not go around erecting pillars at random.
当然一个人他不只是说是在那里随便的来立这些柱子。
These pillars of Jacob were erected at certain places at times because of certain experiences he variously came to have.
这些是雅各在他一生当中的特定的时刻，在特定的地点，根据他里面特别的经历，他为神来立的柱子。
And they were actually testimonies concerning the experience of God in Jacob's life.
他们在那里是指道神在雅各对他一生的一个建造的一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, do you have pillars of testimony in your life where God has changed you?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有在神改变你的那个地方，你为神立一个柱子呢？
You have pillars of testimony in your life when you can say, I was like Jacob, and God conformed me to the image of his son?
你有没有当你说我像雅各一样，但是神把我磨成神儿子的形象的时候，你有没有为神立一个柱子？
The first one is in the vision of the ladder to heaven, chapter 28, verse 18.
他是在创世纪28章18节那里，当他看见那个天梯的时候，为建的第一个柱子。
And Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had made his pillow and set it up for a pillar and poured oil.
雅各清早起来把所整的石头立作柱子浇油在上面。
The second one was when Uncle Laban and he met and they built a pillar between them. And Abraham, yeah. I mean, and Jacob built a pillar.
第二次是当舅舅拉班来拦截他的时候，当他们遇到的时候，雅各在那里又建了一个柱子，在他们中间。This
was a pillar of separation.
这个柱子是要让他和拉班分别的。He
and Laban were never to meet again.
他和拉班再也不要见面了。And
the testimony, the pillar of testimony was God used Laban to change him and to conform him to the image of his son.
那个见证就是指到神用拉班来改变他，来让他磨成神儿子的形象。The
third pillar came at Penuel.
第三个柱子是在比利以诺。When
he saw God face to face, and he was changed, a new creation in Christ.
当他与神面对面，他就变成了一个在基督里面的一个新人。And
the final pillar was at Rachel's death.
最后一个柱子就是当拉结死了的时候。You
remember Benjamin was born.
你记不记得便雅悯出生了？
But the sad thing was Rachel died during childbirth.
但是这个难过的就是拉结在生产的时候死了。I
think this pillar represents resurrection life, life out of death.
我认为这个柱子代表了是从死里复活。And
then there's one final thing about Jacob's end.
另外再讲到雅各的结局有最后一点。
You remember the story recorded at the end of Genesis about Jacob blessing the sons of Joseph.
你记得在创世纪末了的时候，雅各来为约瑟的儿子来祝福。Let
me read that to you from Hebrews 11:21.
我们来一起读希伯来书11章21节。By
faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff.
雅各因着信临死的时候，给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。Think
about that scene.
你想一想那一幕。Think
about how this man was changed.
你想一想这个人是经历了何等的改变。Here
the one that stole the blessing became the blesser.
那个来偷窃了这个祝福的人成为那个祝福者。He
blessed Joseph's sons.
他为约瑟的两个儿子祝福。The
one who stole the blessing.
那个偷了这个祝福的人。Was
transformed and changed and conformed to the image of God's son.
他这里被更新、被变化、被磨成了神儿子的形象。And
another thing about this man.
另外一件。
It says he worshipped leaning upon his staff.
讲到他扶着杖头敬拜神。All
of his natural strength was gone.
他一切的天然的能力都已经消失了。He
was a cripple.
他瘸了。But
he was no longer a bargainer with God.
但是他不再与神讨价还价。
The wonderful end of Jacob is now he was transformed into a worshipper.
雅各他的最终的结局是他被改变成为一个敬拜的人。Not
only did he erect four pillars,
他不仅为神树立了四个柱子,
of testimony speaking of the conforming work that God did in his life.
四根柱子作为见证来表明神在他一生里面做的一个磨成神儿子形象的工作。
But in the end, he himself became a pillar of testimony.
而且在他结局的时候，他自己成为那个见证的柱子。I
think our brother Ted said he was going to speak about the Church of Philadelphia.
我相信彭弟兄要讲菲拉铁菲的教会。
You know, in Revelation, that's the one church the Lord had no disagreement with.
你知道在启示录里面, 那是我们的主, 唯一的没有责备的一个教会。
But do you know what he said to the church of Philadelphia at the end?
你记不记得他对腓拉铁菲的教会是怎么说的呢?
This is in chapter 3, verses 12 and 13.
这是在启示录, 3章, 12, 13节。
He that overcomes, him will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out at all, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我的神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在上面。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。This
was Jacob's glorious end, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是雅各他荣耀的一个结局。And
this is to be our glorious end.
这也要成为我们荣耀的结局。
God has predetermined, he has predestined us.
神他已经预定也预选了我们。
That he will conform us to the image of his son.
他要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
During this transforming work, we won't just have pillars of testimony all along the way of what God did in our lives.
在神在我们一生里面做更新变化的工作的时候，我们愿意我们的一生在不同的阶段为他立见证的柱子。
But at the end, what God wants to do is make us a pillar in the temple of his God.
但是在最后的时候，神要让我们成为我神殿中的柱子。
This is Jacob.
这就是雅各。
This is what it means. I am the God of Jacob.
这就是当神说到我是雅各的神其中的含义。Brothers
and sisters, do you know this is all done in love?
弟兄姊妹们，你认不认识到这是神他在爱中所行的？
This is the highest purpose to conform you to the image of God's Son.
神他在我们身上定的最高的旨意就是把我们磨成他儿子的形象。And
once the Lord sets his heart on it,
那是神定义，把他的心放在上面的。
He will never change his mind.
他绝对不会改变他的主意。You
may mar in his hands like clay.
也许你像这个粘土在他的手里面来坏掉了，破坏了。But
he will take up that marred clay, that flawed clay, and he will build it again, a vessel fit for his use.
但是他会重新拾起那个损伤的那个有缺点的那个泥土，把我们做成合乎主用的器皿。This
is what I think the story of Jacob is all about.
这就是我觉得雅各的故事就是里面的含义。May
our prayer become that prayer of Sister Pollard.
愿意我们的祷告能够像Pollard姊妹的祷告一样。
May we say, have thine own way, Lord.
我们要向主说,
you are the potter.
你是那陶人,
we are the clay.
我们是那泥土,
mold us and make us after your will.
按照你的旨意来磨我,
you know our natural loves.
你知道我们天然的喜爱,
you know our natural character.
你也认识我们天然的性格,
you know our natural strength.
你也知道我们天然的能力。
And yet you are determined to conform us to the image of your Son.
但是你定义要把我们磨成你儿子的形象。
May we leave this conference with this, our one cry. For the rest of our days on this earth, have thine own way, Lord.
愿意我们离开这个特会，我们只有带着这样的一个呼求，就是主啊，随你来调度。
This is the story of Jacob.
这就是雅各的故事。
This is the God of Jacob.
这就是雅各的神。
Do you still think I'm talking about Jacob?
你还认为我是在讲雅各吗？
I'm talking about me.
我在讲我自己。
I'm talking about you.
我也在讲，是讲的是你。
This is the whole purpose of this very short life that we live on the earth, that we would be conformed to the image of His Son.
这就是我们在这个地上这个短短的年日的当中，我们的所有的我们的神在我们定的旨意，就是让把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Will you let Him do it?
你愿意不愿意让他来做？
This is the purpose of God.
这就是神的旨意。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we just come to you and bring these words back.
主，我们来到你的面前，把这些话放在你的面前。
How we pray in us like Jacob, you'll do that work you predestined to do.
我们何等愿意来让你在我们的身上做像你在雅各身上所做的这个工作。
How we pray you'll transform us and conform us into the image of your Son.
我们多么愿意你来改变我们，把我们磨成你儿子的形象。
How we pray as we walk along this path of righteousness, you will be able to do this work.
我们何等愿意当我们走这义路的时候，你可以来做你的工。
How we pray in the end, you will transform us so you bring us into that glory of God.
我们也求你在末了的时候把我们改变，把我们带到神的荣耀的里面。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.